USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate debate on the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package has been drawn out. Senate Republicans have requested the 628-page bill to be read aloud after Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson objected to the routine request to waive it.
All I'm trying to do is make this a more deliberative process, but obviously shine the light on this abusive and obscene amount of money that's going to further mortgage our children's future.
The reading of the bill could go on into Friday morning, followed by 20 hours of debate on the bill and the amendments. A federal judge has ordered a two-month continuance in the case of the man who sat at Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk during the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Richard Barnett erupted at the judge during the virtual hearing. The adjournment means he'll be detained until the next hearing. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The American Society of Civil Engineers have given the U.S. infrastructure a C grade. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
America's airports, roads, and other systems received a grade of C-, a slight improvement from 2017's D+. Describing America's infrastructure, the American Society of Civil Engineers released its grade on Wednesday. The organization analyzes 17 individual categories, ranging from bridges, roadways, public transit, parks, and ports, and release a grade every 4 years. Grades this year range from a B, good, in rail, to a D- poor in transit. The C grade represents a mediocre rating. Grades in five categories, aviation, drinking water, energy, island waterways, and ports improved. Just one category, bridges, declined. It is the first time in 20 years America's infrastructure is out of the D range. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Multiple powerful earthquakes off the coast of New Zealand triggered a tsunami warning. The largest, an 8.1 magnitude earthquake, was recorded at 8:30 a.m. near the Kermadec Islands region. They're located 500 to 600 miles just northeast of New Zealand's North Island. Tsunami warnings were issued on the island's western coast and on the eastern coast around the Great Barrier Island. Earlier, a 7.3 magnitude quake struck about 90 miles east of the Bay of Plenty. New Zealand's National Emergency Management Agency issued a tsunami warning that spanned from Cape Runway to Tolga Bay and advised residents to evacuate. They said that evacuation orders override the COVID-19 restrictions in affected areas and that residents should leave if advised to do so. Several aftershocks with magnitudes between 4.5 and 5.3 followed the initial earthquake. The Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources has voted to support the nomination of Congresswoman Deborah Holland as Interior Secretary to the full Senate. The panel voted 11-9 in favor of the New Mexico Democrats' nomination. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska sided with the Democrats in the vote. During Holland's confirmation hearing last week, Republicans appeared concerned about her views on fossil energy. As a supporter of the Green New Deal and reducing the use of crude oil, she said in her opening remarks that she's open to finding a balance between the two. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.